This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message, and we super appreciate these. Just head to our Odyssey app, and you can take care of business right there.
Now, we do have somebody that's upset with March Madness, and it all starts today, so what better timing than to take that voice message?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Before we get to that voice message, I feel like we need to start with the most important one, and that is a rockaholic who's not happy with our friend, Danny V.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Really? Danny?
What do you think he might be upset about?
Wallet chains.
Wallet chains? Mismatching shoes.
I do say a lot of weird things on the radio, so I probably something that I said without even thinking about it. Maybe it's my laugh.
Your laugh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and saying weird things, I mean, it just falls right in line with the rest of the show.
That's,
so, I mean, that's why I think that's why we all get along so well. Okay, let's figure it out.
Billy Joel, best guitarist. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, Danny.
Wear two different color shoes. And still rock a wallet chain. There's something wrong there.
I agree with all three parts.
You know,
did he think you said Billy Joel?
Well, I was going to say, honestly, Billy, I agree. Billy Joel, piano man, like, why would he be the greatest guitar player of all time?
And he put that guitar on for Back in the USSR. I remember that performance.
Billy Joel?
I think he's talking about Billy Joe Armstrong.
Of course, but I wonder if he actually thought I said Billy. I wonder, two things. Does he think that the lead singer of Green Day's name is Billy Joel, or does he know that it's Billy Joe, and he's just thinking like, is it Billy Joe? I don't know.
Billy Joel?
He definitely put an L in there.
So someone did text us, though, asking after we had this conversation. We were talking about the greatest guitarist of all time, and Danny's pick was not Billy Joel, the piano man, but Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. And somebody said, what would be your Mount Rushmore of guitarists? And they gave, like, Joe Satriani, looks like Steve with sunglasses, Slash, Herman from Dragon Force, and then Buckethead as well. Buckethead's
oh,
a great
Buckethead.
Guitarist.
You gotta have Buckethead up there, I feel like.
I wouldn't put him in my Mount Rushmore, but he's a very good guitarist.
Now, are we Mount Rushmoring our favorites, or who we think are the greatest?
I would rather say Mount Rushmore your favorites.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's such a subjective thing, you know, trying to say what is the best guitarist or who is the best guitarist.
Sure.
Like, for me, I'm thinking Jack White's definitely on
oh,
there.
Oh, good choice.
Mainly, it's like, which guitarist would I like to play drums with? Mm. Jack White definitely would be one.
Yeah.
I would say Mike McCready from Pearl Jam. I'd put him on there. I would definitely put Ace Frehley from Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm torn on the last one. Dave Grohl. I'm kidding.
That's why we got into this mess in the first place.
You're absolutely right. Probably Slash.
Yeah.
From GNR, man.
Of course.
Oh, Tom Morello.
I would put Tom Morello on mine.
Yep.
I'd put Eddie Van Halen on mine. I would put Alex Lifeson of Rush, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd put Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I'd go with Jimmy.
And I bet he's got the good weed, too. He was still around. Definitely not Billy Joe Armstrong.
Wow.
No, man.
Billy Joel Armstrong.
Billy Joel Armstrong. All right, let's get to the bracket talk. Are you ready for this voice message?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to work,
and I'm completely dreading it because this is my least favorite time of the year. Daily Mix Show, what say you? College basketball, March Madness. I hate these f***ing brackets. Nobody in my office wants to do work. All they want to do is talk about their brackets and watch the games and waste a bunch of time. We have things we have to get done. I don't give a f*** about your bracket.
So I figured out that I have Auburn winning my bracket, just to let you guys know.
Oh, nice. Yeah. All right.
Auburn's going to beat. They're beating Gonzaga. I don't know if you guys care, but
of course.
I clearly care
seeing the future.
So is she a boss?
She sounds like she really cares about the bottom line.
And how UConn's doing, or Gonzaga. I don't want to be that boss that just shuts it all down.
There you go.
Something needs to be done. If you're one of these people and you're going to work, do your f***ing job. And then talk about your brackets. Bye.
I mean, I take my bracket selections so not seriously that I can get it done in about 3 minutes.
Oh, I finished mine in less than 3 minutes. Especially Danny gave us a website where you just have to click a button. You don't have to type it in.
It's so great.
I was just like, whatever, that sounds good. Oh, I should probably throw an upset here, but I don't care. I have no money riding on it, so it's not a big deal. I do have to say, though, and I mean, maybe she's getting a little too over the top with this. Maybe chill out, like let your staff have fun. I think that good morale is a good thing for your business at the end of the day. But you hear these stories about how during this time of the year, productivity at the workplace goes down. I think it brings morale up because people are having fun talking about something that they could all kind of like, you know, you could all have a conversation about. But if I was a boss, I wonder how hard it would be to kind of have to deal with that. Or do you just kind of have it in the back of your mind? Like, oh, March is coming. I just got to accept for the next month. My coworkers are just not going to give enough.
And it's really just the most chaotic the first week. Like, it calms down. She's going to be okay. Also, quick shout out to all the dudes who got a vasectomy this week intentionally so that they could sit and watch NCAA men's basketball games.
Oh, is that a thing?
You don't know that that's a thing?
No.
This is like the most popular week for vasectomies.
What are you talking about?
I swear I am not
lying. Is this when Brad did his?
He did it during March Madness, but I think it might have been like a week or two later. It wasn't the first week.
Oh, I should get one next month for WrestleMania weekend.
See? Whenever there's some sort of a sporting event that happens for like multiple days, that is when the vasectomies go up.
My wife, wait, you now decided you want a vasectomy. Yeah. Yes. And I'm going to do it every year around April something.
Oh.
That way it just lines right up with WrestleMania. Yep. There's a lot of wrestling going on that weekend.
You just get your ice pack, get some snacks.
You get all the indie shows.
See?
Yeah,
I just gave you a great opportunity, Steve.
Let's put some peas on the bean and now I'll just be good to go.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.